The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
John Ryan is here in Greenacres of Castlebridge Inspire, and he has brought with him some great little historical relics. I hold in my hand a first edition of the Guinness Book of Records, and the reason John has brought that is because there is a link between this book and Castlebridge. So John, what is that link?
Well, hi, Kieran. Well, first of all, 80% of people surveyed identify that they know the Guinness Book of Records. So it's a very well-known brand. But when we talk about the birth story, nobody knows about that. And that is, in fact, Castlebridge in County Wexford. And the story goes that in 1951, in November 1951, the then MD of Guinness was with a party at Castlebridge House, and they got into an argument, or various arguments about records, one of them about the fastest game bird in Europe. And they couldn't actually resolve it, but at the end of the weekend, the resolution was that there needed to be a book, and that book would then solve future arguments of fact. And here we are today with this book.
And actually, this first edition as well, it comes with a little note from Lord Ivy at the start. What does it say? Guinness, in producing this book, hope that it may assist in resolving many such disputes, which is the type of thing you're talking about. This rouse in the pub. Basically.
Exactly. Well, the book was launched into the pub, and it was so successful they printed it 4 times in the first edition. But what they said was they wanted to bring people would walk into the pub, have an argument, and when the argument arose, they could take out the book and check the facts and solve the problem. And that's something that we actually bring back to Castlebridge now. We have the rules of engagement for arguments in Castlebridge. And as we say, when you get into the heat of the debate, then you take out the book to solve the problem. You don't take out the phone, which, as we just saw earlier, that's what we want to avoid.
Well, now, as a proud Guinness World Record holder, along with my colleague Andrea Gilligan, she broke the record for the quickest time to dress somebody up as a Christmas tree, and I was that Christmas tree last December, and we're hoping to get into the next edition of the book. So I have a real interest in this. So you mentioned the rules of argument that have been set down now in Castlebridge. Yep. Well, this is not the rules of debate. That's a different thing,
yes,
is it?
Correct. Yes. So
what's the rule of argument compared to the rule of debate?
Well, one of the most important things we recognise is that the argument that happened in Castlebridge resulted in the book, and that's resulted in millions of people around the world being inspired. So the importance of that argument, and as we know, Irish are great for having arguments. So really this comes back to our core, and that's what we focus on. So the rules of engagement for an argument are about bringing people together, being inclusive, and and taking out the book when you need to. But the most important thing about the argument is that you always resolve it through an inspiring thought at the end of it. So that's what's unique to the Castlebridge argument.
Okay, so no punches thrown.
No, it's a friendly foe. Right. Probably a heated debate would probably be more better description.
And so you're looking to set up, is it this winter festival, an arguments festival in the town?
Yes, so the Argue to Inspire festival is about bringing people together so that they can have these arguments and talk about the important issues. We hear it just there now. We're not getting around together enough as a community. We're not talking about these important discussions. There's lots of arguments around the world, but we want to have good arguments that create good outcomes and inspire everyone.
So it's really, sorry to cut across you, but it just strikes me how important that is. And not to get too high and mighty about all of this, but we live in a world where we see more and more tribalism and people kind of getting siloed. And I don't care what the person says. What I care about is that it's my guy who says it. You know what I mean? And it creates division. It's that old kind of Robert Frost line, you know what I mean? Good fences make good neighbours, and it's time maybe that you got an argument festival to tear down those fences, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we all have points of view, and we've all got to be accepting of each other. And there is this, as we mentioned earlier there, there's this sort of idea, if you're not thinking the one way, you're going to be excluded. And that's why a good proper argument is what you're going to get through. And as we know, when you create the friction, that's the only way that you can truly make change.
So you're looking to break a world record for the longest argument, is that right?
That's certainly on the cards as well.
So what's the current record?
Well, there's two records that to note in Ireland. I just mentioned one was in Trinity College in 2023. They got the longest team argument marathon, which was 27 hours. And that was in the HIST Society, the famous HIST Society. they got that. The other argument, though, which is more interesting and much more challenging, was the longest debate record, which was set in Ireland in 1996 for 28 days. And a few days later, it was broken in Australia for 29 days.
Ah, John. Sorry, two people debating?
No. All teams of people coming in. Okay. So it was a continuous debate over 24/7 for 29 days.
What did they debate?
Well, topics about the area of which in Australia, about Tasmania, about the people and what they're, you know, what they're good at and bad at. Yeah.
So 29 days. This is what you're going to try and break.
Yes,
when are you going to start? A month before the festival,
exactly,
obviously.
Exactly. So early October is the due date for that.
The due date for the beginning or the end of it?
The
now,
beginning
John?
Of it, yeah. So that it finishes on the weekend. So the very first festival will end with the great argument, or the record being achieved. So that's really our first festival. And then in subsequent years, the festival will settle down to be...
Sorry, I'm fascinated by the logistics of this. So are you going to have the same people subbing in and out all the time over a month?
In Australia, they needed 700 people to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we need...
Are you
we,
looking for volunteers?
We're starting that journey now. So that campaign will be kicking off soon.
Okay, so where can people keep an eye out for the information on this if they want to have an argument for a month?
Absolutely. So the website that we have is inspiresite.org, and we also have a Facebook page called Castlebridge Inspire as well. So we'll be seeing that coming up in the next couple of weeks. One of the more near term things that we're focusing on is the Flacule. So last year we did the Tin Whistle Ensemble record. We had the editor of the Guinness World Records over for that. It was brilliant. We needed 1,100. We actually got 2,500. And this year we're going to be doing the largest Cayley Band record, which is only stands at 288 musicians. And of course, you know, in the Fla, we'll have a few more than that coming up to Wexford Park to get that one done.
All right. Well, listen, inspiresite.org is the website. Yep. If people want to find out more once published about this record attempt and another record attempt as well happening at the Flat. We're going to be talking about the Flat. We're going to have a bit of music, actually, from some of those performers, and maybe they'll take part in that world record-breaking attempt as well. That's shortly before 7 o'clock. John Ryan of Castlebridge Inspire in the meantime. John, thanks a million.
Great.
Really appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.